What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, we preview divisional round in the NFL. It's got four incredible games that we cannot wait for. We talk NBA trade deadline, some rumors popped up, Stephen A. saying some crazy stuff. But the biggest news comes from Eagleson. Major, major, major announcement. I'm not just hyping this up. It was that big. That's at the end of this podcast.
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A play. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant with the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and cuck friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
Dude, you wrote this morning, hey, I want to record a podcast today, and I sent a very enthusiastic response, like, hell yeah, let's do it. I'm down.
Yeah, but what time did you say let's record at?
8:30,
probably had to get dinner with your new girlfriend, probably busy like you are on your birthday.
Jack, oh, you want to talk? Let's talk.
All your friends out of your life.
All right, so this wasn't what's on my mind, but I'm glad you started this by calling me a cuck. You want to know what the biggest cuck move is? Is when I ask you to record a podcast at a certain time, and you send me a photo of your schedule for the night. Jack, what are you doing tonight? It's 5:03 on Wednesday, January 19th. First off, happy birthday to my absolute beautiful mother. Yeah, have a good day, Ma. Jack, what are you doing tonight at around 8 o'clock? Why don't you tell me? Tell the world.
I have a meeting.
With
Snapback Agency's newest client, Jenna Bandy.
You want to talk about cuck. This woman absolutely mollywopped you in a game of knockout where you traveled down to Atlanta for, and now you're hiring her. If that's not being a cuck,
she's
I don't
know.
She's
got skills. If you can't beat them, join them. And that's our move.
You didn't
and
join her, though. You didn't join her.
She joined up with us. It's a partnership. It's all good things.
So don't call. You know what they say? There's a saying, Jack. Those who live in glass houses should never throw stones. You know what that means?
What's that mean?
It means if you're a cuck, you shouldn't throw a stone at my cuck glass house.
Well, I'm doing just
when
that.
You live in a cuck glass house yourself.
Well, I'm doing that.
Because you know what I just did? I threw a little pebble right through your window and poof, you just hired a girl that absolutely waxed you.
That's fine. She's a beast. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe you can learn a thing or two from her.
I hope to. Now what is on your mind?
Well, that's what's on my mind. But what's really on my mind is, Jack, we're so close. Ooh, we're close. Ooh, we're close. So for those of you that are new to the podcast, welcome. Where the hell have you been? Jack got a blue check on Twitter. And what do blue checks on Twitter do? They make shit up. So we don't, you know what? Let's make some shit up. So we're tweeting out. We didn't even make anything up. Our first take, spot on. Shams didn't give us credit. Kyrie would return against the Pacers. Had it 5 days before Shams. Second take was
Denzel
what?
Denzel Valentine to be waived. Had that within seconds. Waived a few hours later. Just on the spot. Had to be ready to go.
Two for two. And then today, there was a report from a man. This isn't a real name. You know what? You know there's fake franchises. There are fake names in life. The man goes by the name of Gregory Smith. Gregory. You're telling me that his parents sat in the delivery room and his dad said Gregory and his mom said Craig and they shook hands on Gregory? Come on. Gregory tweeted that the Philadelphia 76ers and the Sacramento Kings are in a... He pretty much tweeted that the trade's happening.
He said the trade is happening.
He tweeted, Ben Simmons will be traded to the Sacramento Kings for a package centered around young prospect Tyrese Halliburton. Teams are currently finalizing the package, which could also be sending Tobias Harris to the Kings. Buddy Hield and Harrison expected to move. You know how many hedge words are in that one tweet when he starts with breaking? Mm-hmm. Teams are currently finalizing. Mm-hmm. They haven't finalized shit. Which could also be sending, mm-hmm. not nothing, and Heald and Harrison Barnes expected to move. Tell me that you know nothing without telling me that you know nothing. So Jack sent that to me. He said, cap of the week or no? And I said, maybe, considering the fact that the Sixers and Kings have been rumored to talk to each other. However, every single report from a reputable Philly beat reporter, granted that Gregory works for the Milwaukee Bucks in Wisconsin on a radio station, every single report has indicated that if the Sixers were to trade with the Kings and De'Aaron Fox would be involved, De'Aaron Fox would be rerouted to a third team and would not be a Sixer. So what did I do as Jack's best friend? He sent me this. He asked me my thoughts because obviously I keep up to date with the situation. And I told him, I don't believe, based off what I'm hearing, that that's true. So my buddy Jack tweeted, sources are confirming to me that this is false. Genius that you wrote sources and you didn't tag me. At the current moment, any conversation around Ben Simmons as it pertains to the Kings and Sixers are centered around De'Aaron Fox, and a third team is likely to be involved. Facts. Gregory didn't like it. He said, hey man, I've obviously heard what I've heard. Good news on that front. Craig's ears work. So I responded to Craig and I wrote, Craig,
This is where it gets interesting for everyone listening. So if you were on that initial pod where I got blue checked, we made the Kyrie tweet, we made it up out of thin air, but we guesstimated, we nailed it. It gave us some validity. Then the Valentine thing falls into my lap. That happens. And we said, the next key is hitting this third one. If we hit the third one, we're in a great spot. And then our strategy is I tweet a sources about Ben Simmons. We trade him. Abe takes it to Reddit, shows the past receipts. And then what we discovered today, even more compelling, is that Daryl Morey follows me and Devontae Smith. So we have some ins in Philly. Now we attack this news. I gain 14 new Philadelphia-based followers, and we are sitting probably as pretty as we could ever imagine.
The best part about it is, and the thing that is most appealing to me is the fact of this back and forth banter we had with, and I'm air quoting, Gregory.
So did you investigate Gregory? I got some intel on who Gregory is. I
did notice that he has a third of the followers that you do, a quarter of the followers that you do, and no blue check. He just so happened to put a white dot next to his name to fool the people.
But not only is Gregory not actually Gregory and a Bucks reporter.
Oh my God, this is too good, Jack. Gregory tweeted 3 minutes ago.
What'd he say?
The current holdup is the Sixers want the Kings to take Tobias, and the Kings won't take Tobias without Matisse Thybulle. He then does two indents, and Gregory finally admits, Craig said this, I don't know what's going on anymore.
So Gregory is apparently a straight up troll account.
Oh, like, yeah. Gregory is quote tweeting shams and saying, are you sure?
Yeah. Like not even like a bad beat reporter, like apparently a straight up troll account. But doesn't matter. Plays into our hands. Was great for engagement purposes today. So, Abe, I ask you.
He said, right now, LMFAO, never tweeting real info again. This sucks and isn't fun. We bullied Craig out of the media.
Let's go. That's
and huge. All it takes, and all it takes is, and all it takes is giving a guy a nickname. He was not happy that we called him Craig on the internet.
Abe, do you remember when we did our free agency pod? I was in Italy. It was our first summer doing it. It was only a few episodes in. Do you remember that summer? It was the Kawhi summer. It was all, there was the one new shams who thought they had inside news. Do you remember that kid?
I don't.
Oh my God. Eagleson, look that up. I don't know what you're going to be able to Google, but it's this like, I want to say 20-year-old kid who had like ties to the front office. He was essentially reporting like the Kawhi deal, the PG deal, and then it turned out he got like everything wrong, but was doing, we're in a similar spot. So Abe, I asked you on January 19, 2022, how do you feel? Like, when do we trade Ben? How do we go about
this?
Yeah, you're obviously involved in the process.
We means you're involved.
How do we do this?
You weren't talking like, what should the Sixers do? You're talking about
straight up, how do we, Abe and Jack, using my blue check, using past sources, using Reddit, which is a valuable tool, using my new Philly following, how do we make this happen?
We don't rush. For the simple fact that I don't see, like, when the pressure's on and this trade seems like it's going to happen, that's when we make our move. Mm-hmm. But going back to what I just said about when are the Sixers actually going to trade for him, the reason that we don't move yet, and this was perfect, Jack, because if this Sacramento Kings trade doesn't happen before February 10th, if this doesn't happen in the next 2 weeks, like, Craig told us it was being finalized.
Right.
How long does it take to finalize something?
Not that long.
So you can count this on the scoreboard point for us. We got this right. You shut it down right away. All you said is that if the conversations are taking place, what would happen and that De'Aaron Fox would get rerouted. That's it. You didn't tell a lie today. Craig's the one who went out with the claim.
Right.
But we remain patient. We find all of these little Craigeries in the world on the Bluebird app, and we shut them down because I am the one that is in tap with all the Sixers beat reporting, everything that's going on in the Ben Simmons situation. And Jack, this is not me. This isn't my heart speaking. This is my head. I don't think the Sixers are going to trade him before the deadline. I don't.
That presents a really valuable opportunity, Abe. If we lock that in, it could give us a lot of validity. You know,
okay, so the deadline, I believe, is February 10th.
That's correct.
I think on February 5th or 6th we move, and we throw all our marbles against the wall. We say Ben Simmons not expected to be moved by the February 10th trade deadline.
No, but I think not expected is a hedge that a lot of other M words would do. I'm saying if we're going no trade, I think we got to be like confirmed. Sources tell me Ben Simmons will not be moved. And then if we want to say unless, you know, a top five player becomes available to really scale.
Here's some wording for you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've been doing a lot of studies on the wordings of these mm-hmm. M words. Barring an unsuspected player, unexpected all-star caliber player that Daryl Morey has been conveying, Ben Simmons will not be moved prior mm-hmm. to the February 10th trade deadline. We move on this February 5th, February mm-hmm. 6th. We get the traction. You've got the Philly followers today.
Yeah.
That's important. So they'll get you the interactions. They'll get you likes. They'll get you put on. And then you'll see different Philly beat reporters following you. And then once he doesn't get traded by the 10th, we're there.
Yep.
We're there. We are. Listen, when we first got this blue check, we almost let it get to our head. And you wanted to do something about Baker and the Browns. I was like, let's start small. You can't build a house starting with the roof, Jack. You got to build it with the foundation. That was a bar. And that's what we're doing with this thing. And we've moved methodically, and we've moved correctly, and we're going to continue. We don't need Woj or Shams to quote tweet us today and saying they had it first. Even though I feel like Woj and Shams never do that. Like in baseball, they're always giving credit to different mm-hmm. people and different, like Bob Nightingale. They don't do that in the NBA. So maybe we move to like baseball or something and get credit there, and then that gets us a little bit of validity.
I think I'm gonna have to drop the NFT profile picture around deadline time.
Just let's get a headshot.
Yeah,
a suit and tie headshot.
Yeah.
Let's see what Shams' bio is real quick.
And by the way, Eagleson just popped in the chat. Ari Abraham, I believe.
Oh, I do remember that name.
Yeah, he was like a scam artist when it came to reporting. But
Woj's bio is ESPN senior NBA insider.
Mm, okay, but we can use Snapback like the way that Stadium acquired Shams, and you know he tags them. We could reconfigure for sure. And
speaking of which, I'm like 70% sure that both Woj and Shams are free agents after this season.
They are with Schefter.
Have you done a revenue forecasting for Snapback for the next 5 years to see if they could fall under the? You tweeted it. They're not making that much money.
No, they're not. Like
I just think we have a lot of on our plate, and we do a lot of research on the Twitter market and everything. And like, if we hire like an intern like Woj or Shams or Schefter, that could take a little bit of load off us, and we could focus on, I don't know, bettering the world, ending world hunger, stuff like that matters more than an oblong ball.
Good points. All right, well, we're gonna talk NFL real quick. Want to mention our new partnership with Buzzr. Woo! Buzzr. The reason why I elected to partner with Buzzr and partner the Snapback brand is because, to be honest, Abe and I consume a lot of content on Twitter. if we're actually going to like make predictions on the NBA, like we're going to have to be honest. Like I don't watch Bulls Cavs, you know, on a Thursday night, but if I could get a few minutes, which Buzzer really will help us do, at least I can act like we know a little more than we already do. I don't know if we need that information, but it gives us a little validity. And so it's a pretty dope app. MJ invested. I'm going to be an investor. Kind of makes me MJ on a different level. But shout out, Buzzer.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Think NBA Red Zone.
Exactly. That's literally what it is.
Boom.
Yeah. It's electric. Boom. And that's their logo. So, all right. NFL wildcard weekend. First game. Titans. Bengals. In Nashville, Tennessee. Derrick Henry, King Henry should be returning. The King is back. Cincy. Great fairy tale season. Joe Shiesty. The swagger. The stepping out of bounds. Amazing. Does their path end here, Abraham? What do you think?
Yeah, it does. And I think it ends convincingly in that matter. I don't really give Cincinnati a chance in this game. I don't like what I saw from them playing a team like the Raiders last week. I know it's a playoff game. I know it's the second-year quarterback's first playoff game. But, like, nothing from that game last week told me that Bengals team, even though they're young, they're exciting, they're good, nothing told me they can go and beat an experienced playoff team in the Tennessee Titans the following week, on the road especially. I feel like they're riding high in that first playoff win. They got the monkey off the back. They're finally able to send a text that they want a playoff game, and that's really it. I don't see I want the Bengals to win this game. I do. Yeah. I like Joe Burrow. I like that team. I think they meet their match here.
Yeah, it's a really interesting matchup. Playoffs are all about matchups. And I just, still, full season, I haven't figured out Tennessee's defense. Some weeks they're like really good. Some weeks they look like the past 2 years where I could throw on them for 300 yards. And that makes me really nervous for Cincinnati. And what's fortunate about being a Bengal is even if they do fall behind, they have the team that can kind of play from behind. But that run game, and I don't know if Tennessee's pass rush can take advantage of the Bengals.
But my thing is, like, if the Bengals get down, sure, they have the ability to go the dynamic offense to come back. But you could also say on the flip side that Tennessee has the ability with their run game to control the clock and to control the game.
No doubt. But all these games, just they play so tight in the playoffs. If you throw out last round, this round,
I agree. Teams have played very tight and competitively all playoffs dating back
This round, I would say for sure. Mm. So I like Tennessee. It would not shock me by any stretch if Cincy gets there. It feels like this is the weakest one seed I can remember. I genuinely believe that. But it doesn't mean Tennessee's a bad team. It just means one seeds are normally pretty freaking good. So I'm curious to see what it looks like. On the flip side, if Tennessee were to go down, that is a nightmare. They are not a play-from-behind team. Tannehill, one-dimensional, that is not what you want to see. But A.J. Brown is healthier now. I think that is the key to the game. They don't really have anyone who could stop him. I'm with you on the Titans. Now let's get interesting, Abe. Niners at the Packers. We all knew the Niners were going to win last week. You said it for weeks. I still do think the Cowboys are a good football team. Not like you were talking about them.
It's time to have a conversation about the Cowboys.
But Mike McCarthy, that was the thing. We said Mike McCarthy will lose them the game, and he literally lost them the football game.
Shout out to my boy Andrew Eagleson and the Miami Dolphins, because in our entire life, Jack, you and I's existence, the Eagleson's Dolphins have won the same amount of playoff games as the Dallas Cowboys. It is time. You know what the word is? Consistency. We talk about the Dolphins as being a poverty franchise. Why don't we talk about the Cowboys as being poverty? Go ahead. Use the word. Use the word you texted me.
History. They've got history.
Do the Dolphins have history?
No.
one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and Dan Marino didn't win anything.
Super Bowl. That was the thing. And they went undefeated in 1972. So, no, they don't have history on the same scale. They don't have a fan base that comes with it either. No one's actually a Dolphins fan. They just live in Miami, and they have a nice thing.
Nobody's actually a Cowboys fan either. Yes, they're not. They're Yankee Duke fans and Laker
but
fans.
I will say, the OG, if you picked one of the four teams, I actually think they all originate from being a Cowboys fan. Then they pick up the Lakers.
I think you start with the Yankees.
Really?
You start with the Yankees.
You think there's more Dallas?
I think the order is Yankees. You start as a Yankees fan, you move to a Lakers fan, and then you're a Cowboys fan, and then you're a Duke fan.
No. Cowboys is definitely, because once again, those casual Laker fans, like casuals who don't know anything, like they are very much that. Like the Cowboys fans. No, they are huge football fans and huge Cowboys fans.
The only thing Cowboys fans know are where to buy a nice pair of jean shorts.
Yeah. I think it starts Cowboys.
It's time to have a conversation about the Cowboys being poverty. That's all.
They're not poverty. Because they had a great season. They have star players. They just – that really – it's
the Browns had a good season last year.
It's not poverty. It's bad ownership, and it's a different category. Like a lot of,
but the same owner won them a Super Bowl 30 years ago.
30 years ago, but 30,
and they've won three playoff games since.
Yeah, no,
three.
It's quite embarrassing.
Three.
It's quite embarrassing. Anyways, Niners, Packers. I straight up think this game is a coin flippity do. I don't care about Aaron Rodgers.
I did.
I don't care that they're playing in Lambeau. I actually think that's a bad thing.
Explain that.
They stink at home in the playoffs. Stink. And you know it's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's Saturday night in Wisconsin in the middle of January. Who does that aid? And so something I did learn, apparently the Packers are the best run offense efficiency in the league. I'm not buying
cap,
it. I'm
cap,
telling
cap.
You, the Niners are going to smack the Packers in the face. They were flying. They are physical. They're going to run the ball. They're going to throw the ball. Debo Samuel, he's the best running back in the National Football League.
Lamar, sure. I don't view it as such. I did. When it first came out, I was like, why do I feel like the Niners can not only win this game but end up going to the Super Bowl? I don't feel that way anymore. Rodgers is really fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Really good. And he has that NFC Championship game from a few years ago in San Fran where he lost in the back of his head. 5.5-point spread. I even like them with the points. You got Jimmy G banged up with the shoulder, with the hand. You got Bosa 6 days after a concussion. If this was the NFC Championship, Jack, I'd be there with you. I think I would. But out of all the games this week, I think I'm most confident in the Packers this weekend.
Perfect. I think that is perfect.
Why?
My belief is that people are going to tease the Packers down from 5.5-6 to a pick 'em, or just parlay them straight up with the Chiefs or the Titans. And I think the Niners are going to win the because I just don't see how Green Bay is a better team. Like, put it like this. And I know you can't do it like this, but remove the quarterbacks.
Remove Tom Brady from the Eagles game last week and we had a better chance to win.
But seriously, if you remove the quarterbacks in this game, who are you going with? Like, is it even close to you?
No, but Aaron Rodgers makes that much of an impact.
He does, absolutely. One guy has gotten to a Super Bowl in the last decade, one guy hasn't. So we'll see. Go Jimmy G. And you know what? Fuck it, Trey Lance going out there.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't be mad if the 49ers won this game. I just genuinely don't think they will.
All right. I'm excited to be on opposite sides.
I actually think I want the Niners to win. I think it's funny when Rodgers loses at this point.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of who you think could go to the Super Bowl, Rams-Bucks is the first game on Sunday. I think we're getting a Rams-Niners rematch in the NFC Championship game. Am I crazy for that?
I don't think you're crazy to pick the Rams because I'm picking them as well. Okay. I think the Rams looked great the other night. Obviously, the Cardinals didn't. Their defense is finally what looked like. Obviously, it's a one-week window. it looked like what we expected them to be. The defense was unbelievable. The offense is dynamic. Stafford's getting the monkey off his back of winning a playoff game. They have the best wide receiver in football this year in Cooper Kupp. And the Bucs are hurt. They lose him. They lose Tristan Wirfs last week. They have Jensen on the who might not play. Fournette might not play. They still don't have Godwin. They still don't have AB. They only beat the Eagles by two possessions. When they played, the Eagles played that bad. I really love the. I really, really, love. Really love the Rams.
And so it's funny because the Bucs are going to be what, 3-point favorites probably around close. It'll waver throughout the week. And it'll be one of those things where in the past, you just look at it, it's Brady against someone else, and you go with Brady. And that's why I was all over Tampa in round one. This is different to me. We know from history, this is a nightmare matchup for Tom Brady. You've got a shutdown corner in Jalen Ramsey, and you've got a D-line who gets fucking after it. And I think it is Tom's absolute worst nightmare. We saw it in the Super Bowl that Tom won. He only had, 13 points in the game, and one was a deep touchdown to Gronk. So the Rams kind of can get after Tom. They already beat him. It is hard to beat a team twice. There's no doubt about that. But I love the Rams. And shout out Cam Akers. I mean, holy shit.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot that he picked his under. I mean, he looks better than he did besides that one drop. So I love the Rams, and I think we're going to get a Rams-Niners rematch. And I love that the Rams blew that lead to the Niners. And my Rammies are going to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you.
They're my Rams this postseason, too.
I know.
They're my Rams this postseason, too. But, Jack, plus 215 for a Rams-Packers moneyline parlay is just staring me down the throat.
Yeah. That's fair. I wouldn't say picking the Packers is a dumb pick. They're the favorite at home with Aaron Rodgers.
You know what? I feel confident.
Okay. All right.
There is a 0.00000% chance that Tom Brady goes to the NFC Championship game this year. He will lose on Sunday to the LA Rams.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
I told you I'm confident. I'm not saying things I don't mean, Jack.
To 0-0, that is one of the more outrageous things I've ever heard.
I think I've said a lot more outrageous things on this podcast.
But the 0-0 has only been used four times in our history.
I think I'm 2-0 with it.
What were your two?
I don't know, but I'm usually right, so let's just go with that.
All right, final game on the slate. It's the game everyone cares about. This is truly the game I don't have a pulse on. I don't know if the Bills of last week are for real. Not that they're not for real. I don't know if they could do that again. I said the Patriots are fraudulent. The Chiefs, they beat Pittsburgh. Abe is a better quarterback than Ben Roethlisberger. I saw Juju said in his post-game presser, he went to Ben and tried to convince him to come back. Shout out Juju for that. It's a great effort by you, and we really appreciate that over here in Baltimore. Unfortunately, it sounds like Ben will retire. Bills, Chiefs, Abe, tell me who's going to win. I genuinely don't know.
Oh, you think I do? You think I do? Listen, man. Picking against the Chiefs goes against everything I believe in, especially in this type of game. Now, I understand they didn't win every AFC championship they've been to with Mahomes. They lost a few years ago to Brady. Does anyone know? Anyone know? Listen.
Vegas thinks they do.
Go on. Vegas thinks they know the Bills are going to win.
Yeah.
Vegas, right, because this should be a 3-point home field advantage spread. Yeah, that's it.
It's the smallest spread Mahomes has ever had at home. I mean, if and the game my was thing in
is,
Buffalo,
exactly. My thing is, favored. The Chiefs looked equally as good as the Bills did the other week. So why are they not giving the Chiefs this credit? You could view that as value for the Chiefs, or you could view that as Vegas telling you, no, the Bills are going to win this game. I've got the image of Stephon Diggs standing in Arrowhead watching the Chiefs celebrate from last year or the year before. I've got the revenge aspect. I see Jordan Poyer today in a pump-up speech against the Pats saying he's sick of the Pats. Shit, their time is over. Like, what if he says that about the Chiefs in the huddle? Like, the Bills looked good. Now, they played a rookie quarterback and a very average team and a coach that just doesn't give a fuck anymore. And now they're playing the best team ever. So that's where I'm kind of struggling with. But, Jack, you know me. You know how I roll. I can't pick against the boys in red.
Are you? Who are you rooting for? Like, are you? I feel like you're a huge Josh Allen fan, too, now.
Rooting for the Chiefs. Rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I want Mahomes to become the GOAT.
Yeah. Okay. So that helps. Maybe Josh Allen is like Peyton to Brady, as Allen could be to Mahomes. Maybe. I don't know. The Chiefs have actually knocked the Bills out of the playoffs the last 2 years. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Oh,
Bills,
fuck. I wish you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Third time's the charm is in my head.
I know. A lot of people. But on the flip side, I'll give you your Chiefs storylines because you ran through a bunch of Bills ones. The Mahomes sucks and the Chiefs are dead. You know, that was definitely a narrative. You run the cover two shell against them. People on this podcast may have uttered words like that. Maybe like both quarterbacks in this game were on the regression train at one point during the year, stock down maybe once or twice, but nonetheless. So you've got that. And like you said, like the storyline is, you know, the Bills came in and whacked them. And when they were at their lowest, Josh Allen was hurtling over Chiefs players in a thunderstorm and just pretty much saying, like, I have arrived. Well, now let's see who's really arrived in this game. If Mahomes wins it, I think it really keeps him in the GOAT conversation, because then we start to realize, like, okay, four straight AFC championships, most likely three Super Bowl appearances in his first few years. If Allen wins, now you can legitimately start to have a conversation. Who's the best quarterback in football? It could be
Jack.
I'm saying with a win, you can get caught up in the moment and say things like that, because that's how good Josh Allen has looked.
Jack, you can get caught up in the moment and say that Evan Fournier is worth a package centered around De'Aaron Fox because he had 27 points last night. There's a lot of things you can say in the
moment. You don't think you could see the guy who finished second in the MVP, who just threw for five touchdowns in a playoff game, going so into Arrowhead.
No, I get what they would say, but that's nothing more than a prisoner of the moment.
Are you convinced that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football right now?
Yeah, and I will be win or loss
Aaron
on
Rodgers,
Sunday.
Yep. Tom Brady.
Nope.
Matt Stafford.
Shut
like,
up.
There's
Mahomes.
Quarterbacks.
It's Pat Mahomes, and it's Pat Mahomes' world, and we're all just living in it.
I do on the top. I don't think I'm even going to make a pick right now. I just don't have it.
That's just not how this works. You're going to make a pick, and you're not going to be a coward.
I'm going to go with Buffalo. I'm going to go with Buffalo then. You were the one who liked them preseason. The Chiefs have shown weakness. So have Buffalo, but for different reasons. So I'll go with Buffalo. On the greater scale, I will say I'm jealous watching this game. And I think a lot of other teams around the league are. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are special.
They're
absolutely special.
1-2. Nope. 1-3.
Right. They're top 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. You can, you know, those things move. They're special. But when you watch them play, the talent that they have to play with, and then the creativity that their play callers go with, that's where I get very jealous. Like, how is Travis Kelce wide open ever? Like, not that he's making great plays. Like, Mahomes gets out of the pocket, finds him for 70 yards. Like, these things shouldn't be possible, but they make them possible. So between Kelce, Tyreek, you've got Diggs, the way they used McKenzie, Beasley's not vaccinated, they make Singletary look like Reggie Bush. Like, it's freaking cool. And so it'll be really interesting to see what Daniel Sorensen has to say about Joshua Allen on Sunday. We shall see.
X Factor, the streets are saying.
If Sorensen seals the game with an interception on Josh Allen, I think that would be the most wholesome moment of this podcast. last thing before we take a break. If you didn't use your underdog special last week on Diggs, they're doing one for Debo, so they give you a free square. I think it's over one receiving or rushing yards. So hop on that. Use code Jack. All right, we're going to take a quick break. After the break, NBA chatter. Stephen A. is saying some stuff, obviously. Then we're going to talk NBA trade deadline. We're going to talk about it. Apparently, Eagleson has something special prepared for us. So we'll be right back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, fam. We are back. And first of all, shout out Stephen A, who made it apparently through the ringer. I don't know if he got paid like the state of Seattle paid me to promote the vaccine, but he apparently went through it. And so
I've had, he claimed that he had pneumonia in both of the lungs.
Yeah.
I had that. I was breathing through an oxygen mask when I had that.
Yeah.
Stephen A, he went on a rant.
Yeah, so get vaccinated, people, so you don't end up...
people, so you don't end up telling people that Ja could have a bigger impact in the playoffs than Giannis.
Yeah, so I was going to talk about that next, after I said my condolences. COVID brain may or may not have come into effect here, so don't want to judge too hard. But Stephen A. Smith did go on First Take, traditional M, and just clickbaited the hell out of us and said, I can't sit up here and definitively say I'd rather have Giannis... than Ja come playoff time.
That's okay, Stephen A. Allow me.
I wish there was more context and we were just like misquoting that. No, he doubled down. No, he's not saying he'd rather have Ja, but he's just saying it's not clear. The last playoff game that Giannis Antetokounmpo played in was a closeout game in the NBA Finals where he scored not 30, not 40, but 50 freaking points in a basketball game. The biggest game of his life. Ja Morant has never won more than two games in a playoff series. Now he's only been in the league 2 years, and
Giannis has not beaten Steph Curry in the playoffs.
That's true. Giannis has had shortcomings in the playoffs. And maybe if he had said in 5 years or in 2 years. But today, like the last playoff game we saw was one of the greatest finals performances of all time. So I just dislike that from Steve and I.
Kind of love it. Kind of love it. He comes back like there's no better content than what we got on Monday morning with Stephen A. and Michael Irvin going back and forth about the Cowboys. Stephen A. literally mocking a crying Cowboys fan to his face, having the producers replay it. Stephen A. is riding the high of being back on First Take and just said, fuck it, let's have some fun. And he did. And I don't hate it. Ja is electric. He is, but I know I talk a lot of shit on Giannis, mostly joking, half bias, half real. You know what I mean? But you've gone too far. You've gone too far.
Like, why would he pick Giannis? I guess for the headline. But like
pick Devin Booker.
Right.
A guy that's been to the finals, right, who maybe played like shit in the finals, but like, right, he's been there, right, and his team's the number one team in the West. There's somebody below him coming, yeah, for him. The
Donovan Mitchell. Oh my, there's so many good options. Giannis, like what are we even doing here? But I guess that's why he's the best in the world.
After I say this, we're going to move on to the next subject, but I'm glad we just list Booker and Donovan Mitchell, and you didn't say Joel Embiid. So with that being said, let's move on.
I will say it is a Shonda, as we like to say, that Stephen A.
I don't know what that word means.
A shame. It's like a shame. It might be Yiddish. A Shonda. You've never heard that? Yeah, it's a Shonda. Oh, that's a Shonda.
Shonda, Toke. I haven't heard of any of these words.
It's a Shonda that Skip and Stephen A. aren't together, because Monday morning after the Cowboys lost probably would have been pay-per-view level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been spectacular. All right, let's talk about some trades. Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox. What do we think?
I love what the Indiana Pacers GM is doing. He's pretty much saying to the league, I'm going to try and do my best Daryl Morey impression that I can. They want an all-star caliber player for Domantas Sabonis, a guy that hasn't asked out. He hasn't done any of that. He's just been to one all-star game as a reserve, and now they think, is that the law? If you make at least one all-star game, then you are officially can only be traded for an all-star caliber player?
No, I don't think that's true. In your prime, though, and he should be traded for an all-star caliber player, like Julius Randle.
I'm just spitballing.
Yeah, one of those all-star caliber players.
But the Pacers seem to be blowing up, and the Kings, they might be the biggest poverty for fake franchise in sports. I think they have. They had a little run in 01 with Divock, Bibby, White Chocolate, Jason Williams. But now Shams just tweeted it, contrary to our boy Gregory, that the Kings do not want to move De'Aaron Fox, and they want to build a team centered around De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton, and they want to trade for pieces to build around that team. Okay. Who would you like to trade to build a team around? You know what? No, they can build a team. You can build a team around those two. You will win 25 games.
The problem is I love Halliburton. I think he's got a ton of potential. And I love Fox. I think he's a super underrated player only because no one watches Sacramento Kings games.
On Buzzer, unless, you do.
Unless you have the Buzzer. I actually think Kings games may have like an increased watch.
Yeah, can I get put in touch with the Buzzer data analytics team?
Yeah, we can get you some metrics for the pod. I like those two. Now, we have to be talking 3 years from now, but Abe, what's different than what the Grizzlies are doing? Like, if Bagley had worked out, if Hield gave a shit, if they had good coaching, I think that might be the concern, is like, they actually have a very similar talent level to the Grizzlies? Nope. Am I crazy for saying that?
Yep. Why? Because of what you just said, they've missed on all these players.
Well, no, but Fox, Morant's better than Fox, but like not last year, and the Grizzlies were a playoff team, right? And Desmond Bane, like Halliburton can be as good as Desmond Bane. And like Jaren Jackson didn't even play well. Clark was a miss. So they trade for Steven Adams, and that was the difference? Or Ja, like, is that good? Maybe he's the best player. But they're like 7-1 without him. So I don't know. I really don't.
You sound like you're talking yourself into believing that the Kings are a competent organization.
No, not organization. That's
the difference.
Yeah, that's my point. I actually think they have the talent there, and the thought process is there. They need a better coach. And the problem is, like, Bagley and Buddy Hield, like, literally don't give a shit. Like, they have no interest in being there. They get paid, they shoot, and they're done. But if they got a coach who made them care. The other problem and what makes them poverty is, like, Abe, they're in Sacramento. I know it's the capital, I think, but they're in Sacramento. They're in Sacramento. No one wants to be there.
Jack, I'm looking at the Sacramento Kings roster right now. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of their 15 players I've never heard of. Out of the remaining 9, you have Marvin Bagley.
Yep.
You have Terrence Davis, who I believe is still in prison. I'm not sure.
He's a buck, though. You know, TDs are good.
You have Mo Harkless. You have Rashawn Holmes. And you have Alex Len. That leaves you with 3 players. De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Halliburton, and Buddy Hield.
I don't think that...
Let's go to the Grizzlies. Let's see how many players in the Grizzlies I've never heard of.
Okay. Abe, I don't think the Kings roster is that much worse than the Knicks. And that's my point.
I think that is a... You're right. And that just explains how bad you guys are.
I know how bad we are.
Jeff, they have 4 more less wins than you, the Kings.
Exactly.
That just means how bad you guys are.
But with a good coach, they could be a 500 basketball team.
Are you saying that Tom Thibodeau is the difference maker in Sacramento?
No,
there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, there is only send Julius and Tibbs over there. We'll take Steve Kerr and De'Aaron Fox, please. All right, give me the Grizzlies roster. How many players don't you know?
Oh, this doesn't count because rosters have like 30 people now on them nowadays. But
yeah, everyone's on a 10.
One, two, three. There's a guy named Yves Pons.
Okay. Who are the other three you don't know? I'm curious if I know them.
Joe Teske.
Okay, yeah, he played college.
Oh, wait, I know Tyrell Terry. He was actually nice at Stanford.
Yeah.
Xavier Sneed.
Okay, I don't know him.
Yves Pons.
Mm-mm.
That's not a name. Y-V-E-S. Nope.
Yeah, I've heard the name before.
Daquan Jeffries.
Yeah, he's a vet.
Santi Aldama.
Mm-mm.
Shaq Buchanan.
Nope.
Shaq Buchanan. Shaq Buchanan. Shaq Buchanan actually has an MLB player photo as his photo, which is just a gray outline. But there's Shaq. The Kings are doing great. The Kings are doing great things.
But explain to me, name the players on the Grizzlies that make you think they're a much better roster than Sacramento.
Desmond Bain, Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson Jr., Tyus Jones, Ja Morant, D'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, Steven, like Brandon Clark, Jack, come on. The Grizzlies are doing something special this year, okay? Do not put them and a team like the Sacramento Kings, who are supposedly want to trade for Ben Simmons. That should tell you everything you need to know. Don't put them in the same
thing. I want to trade for Ben Simmons.
If you're from Memphis or you're from Tennessee or you support the Grizzlies, you have every right to be angry at Jack for putting those two teams in the same sentence together.
I apologize.
There's different. Listen, the Grizzlies should not be talked about relative to where they go in the standings right now, right? They're overachieving. I think we can both agree on that. The Grizzlies belong in a category with the Cavs, with the...
probably the Jazz again. Philly, Miami.
The Kings belong in a category with the Magic, the Pistons, the Guangdong Roaring Tigers, and the Flint Tropics. And that's about it.
Okay. They have good pieces, though. And I agree with the
You know what? You know what? Here we go. You know who the Sacramento Kings are to you, Jack? They're the New York Giants.
Yeah, they are. They're literally that. They are. I feel that way.
And who's Daniel Jones? De'Aaron Fox?
Daniel Jones is probably more like Bagley, but they got an awful coach. They got an awful GM. And that's what's holding them back. I promise you, get De'Aaron Fox the hell out of Sacramento.
I cannot fathom how bullish you are on a team like the Sacramento Kings.
Not on the Kings necessarily, but on the pieces. Like, I genuinely believe get Fox on a good team and we'll talk like top five point guards in the league.
Excuse me?
You heard me?
You're just talking. You just want him to be a Knick so badly, so you're planting that seed right now.
No.
One calculated bitch.
No, because you've got Stephen, you've got Morant, you've got Kyrie, you've got Chris Paul. Who else do you have? Who are other good points in the league?
Ja.
I said Ja. Harden, like if you're considering
Luka, Harden.
Luka, Harden, Kyrie, like, I'm not taking all three of those as point guards.
Simmons. Garland.
Like, I take De'Aaron Fox over Garland.
I'm not a big De'Aaron Fox guy. I'm just not.
Because you don't have the Buzzer app downloaded on your phone.
You're right. That's why.
We're doing a watch party for everyone listening.
If you throw a watch party for either OKC versus San Antonio, shout out Derek, or you know what? No, watch party Detroit Sacramento tonight. I'll stay up.
Tonight. You'll stay up, 10 p.m. Eastern. Game's free on Buzzer. Come through.
I need a cup of coffee then.
Come through. We'll bet him first bucket. We'll bet him to score 30. He's going to destroy Killian Hayes or Corey Joseph. Destroy. He's averaging 21-5 with a steal a game.
And 18 wins. Okay.
I'll say this last thing on the Kings because it'll actually be the last time we ever talk about them at this length.
Unless they get Simmons.
I watched Kings Rockets
Why?
I had a,
hold on,
I,
why?
You know why I watched.
Same reason you watch Avalanche Coyotes.
Exactly.
Okay.
I've watched the game. I'll tell you why the Kings suck.
Okay, you tell me. Tell me why. I have no idea.
When I say there wasn't a lick of defense in that basketball game, I am talking like worse than pickup shoot around. You could get wherever you wanted on the floor. You were open at all times. The only time there was a semblance of defense was a player fouling someone to not let them have an easy bucket. It is so much fun to watch their games. They're 6th in pace in the league. Go Kings, sack up.
Eagle yeah, set. No, the Kings definitely give up the third amount of points in the league.
I'm telling you. Kings Pistons watch party is going to be the game of the year. Unfortunately for everyone listening, the game already occurred. Eagleson, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, so I actually have some pretty exciting news for you guys.
It better be exciting.
Yeah, if it's not, all right, first of all, like, if you're going to hype it up like that, slow roll it, you know, let them, this is a
nothing better than, yo, I have the funniest story to tell you. No,
but I'm saying, like, he was about to just blurt it out, and for everyone listening, like, we already made him wait 52 minutes, like, make him wait 54 minutes, like, let's tease it, let's work into it, let's discuss the fact that you think a fucking ski hat is called a toque.
It's called a toque. Like, let's, that's okay. What its name is. It's a toque. It's not the same thing as a baseball hat, like what we were wearing. Like, they're different things. They're different kinds of hats. It's, that's why it has a different
winter
name.
Hat. Yeah, it's a winter hat. And it has a little... All right, so what do you call a beanie?
I guess it doesn't have the flap, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Is that different than a toque in Canada? Or same hat? Cause that's
no, I actually, I guess they're the same thing. People would probably call them the same things.
Hey, Eagleson.
Yeah.
There's a short sleeve shirt and there's a long sleeve shirt. They're both shirts, correct?
Yes.
And what's the difference? One covers more part of your body.
Yes.
Baseball hat and a ski hat. What's the difference? One covers more of your body. Therefore,
and then there's hats. Variations. Yeah, there's winter hats, which is the same. You've got ski hats. You've got
do you call that a baseball toque?
That like that's
yeah,
a, that,
do you call it a
like
baseball?
I would
that's
I'd
a, that's
be
a
total
baseball hat. It's a hat.
I'd
hat,
be totally whatever. Okay with this whole toque thing. If you use toque as a full replacement for the word hat, right? If
but you don't, call Jack's that's not a toque. That's a like baseball cap.
Cap oh, I know hat. What it, I know. I know what he's wearing.
They're
don't
different
tell
things.
Me. Oh no, they're
but
not.
In his defense, it would be like a beanie. A beanie's. A
it's
different
like
word
it, that's like knitted out of wool or whatever. This is a totally different thing.
But Jack,
what's
if you were going to put on it,
wool?
Hmm?
You think the hat? You think the Nike hat I sent you is knitted out?
Okay,
of wool?
Okay, no, but that's like the idea of the toque. They're like that style. It's not the same thing as a cap you wear like that.
Right.
Different
of
material.
No,
right.
Yes, very different material.
But Jack. If I was wearing a beanie and we were rushing out of the house and I said, I got to grab my hat and I put on a beanie, you wouldn't look at me and go, that's not a hat, it's a beanie.
Correct. You are correct by that.
Okay.
It's like,
I wouldn't
it's like
that
a,
either,
it's,
but it's.
It's like a polo. It's like a polo or a polo is like a collared shirt, but it's still a shirt.
Okay. But if you call it a polo, no one's going to say anything. It's also a polo. It's also a shirt. Like, I guess, yeah, that toque is also a hat, but it's called a toque. We call it
as long as you, it's overarching name is a hat. But you
yes.
can have a different type of nickname for it, calling it a toque. That's
but
a
it dumb. Sounds stupid as shit.
Yeah, it's a dumbass name, and that's
yeah,
really
that's really where we needed to get to. It was like, why are you saying you're going to wear a toque? And I told you it's disgusting. All right, now proceed. Tease us in. Lead us into the promise.
Okay, so as of yesterday, I was accepted into my first choice for college.
Wow.
Let's
okay,
freaking
okay.
go. What's right. the school?
Gonna be moving to London, Ontario, 7 hours away. Fanshawe
See,
College.
Like, how can you want us Come excited on. For you and then you make up cities within provinces within what I think is a made up
Fanshawe province. College?
Yes.
London, Ontario. Like, you couldn't come up with like
the Brits,
Paris,
they did like, that. Like, they owned us. They
oh,
like,
so it's actually a British, it's from when they owned your country.
Like, I
Freddy
assume
the Falcon.
So. That would make a lot of sense. I don't know that for
what
sure.
What was the name of the college?
Freddie the Falcon.
Fanshawe. Yeah, Freddie
Fanshawe.
The Falcon.
Congratulations, Eagleson. That's
Thank
huge.
Yeah, that it's huge. Definitely pretty
Fanshawe exciting. College Sports. I wasn't going to click Fanshawe College Acceptance Rate. Don't worry. I won't out you like that.
And your studies, what will you be studying? Well, so you said it like I got into my first choice, but you didn't say that's where I'm going to college, which I always find interesting.
That's where I'm going to college. That's what I'm going to accept. Yeah.
Okay.
So, they don't have a hockey team.
No hat or toque to celebrate?
No toque yet. I'm going to have to get the school merch, definitely.
Hey, Eagleson is not a hockey player. He's a football player, yeah. Remember?
Yeah, but he loves hockey.
I do love hockey.
Let me see this Fanshawe fake-ass college.
It looks pretty nice. There's like a two-story gym. It looks amazing. It actually looks like a really nice school.
Jack, Fanshawe College is directly above Cleveland.
No, it's not. Directly 7 hours away.
Right above Lake Ontario.
I guess.
It's like seven hours west of Ottawa.
It's on the water, it looks like.
Is it? That's not a good thing when you live in Canada.
It's
like...
It's not on the water.
Let me look. Fanshawe. Eagleson, by the way, you don't have to listen to anything he's saying. He's literally looking at a map. Fanshawe College. Okay. Fanshawe College. What'd you say? London, Ontario. Can't believe that's a real place.
It's directly above Cleveland, Ohio.
Do you know where Cleveland, Ohio is, Eagleson?
Yes.
It is. Oh, yeah. It is on the water. Well, I guess. Okay.
It's in the middle of a little thing.
Like where I'm going to be
living. It's like middle of like an island.
It's not.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
You are like an hour from Detroit.
Yeah, it's real close to Windsor, Detroit, that area.
Oof. Sorry about that. okay, so he is west of Buffalo, east of Detroit, and north of Cleveland.
I think you're actually going to college in the most dumpster spot of the universe.
London's a super nice place.
Yes, London, England. you are, if there's a diamond, right, it is Fanshawe at the top, Detroit on the left side, Cleveland on the right side, Buffalo on the right. And you can honestly probably throw in Pittsburgh. Yep, Pittsburgh's right near there.
What is the
Wow, Detroit closest... is a lot closer than I thought it was. Wow.
What's the closest major airport, Eagleson?
To me or to like in London?
In London. We got to stop with the in London. Hey, this is perfect. You just throw to your girlfriend, I'll do to mine, be like, honey, you want to go visit London? And they're like, all in. They're
London
like,
International we give them, Airport. It's right there. It's right in the middle.
We're like, bring your pass.
Check, the airport's called London International Airport.
No, it's not.
What
that's
is.
That's actually.
What's wrong
that
with
should
that?
Be, that's illegal now.
Yeah, that should what? Be illegal. Eagleson, there's an actual London in the world, not this fake.
Eagleson, let's survey 7 billion people and see where, when I say the word London to them, if Freddy, if what comes to their mind, fish and chips or Freddy the Falcon?
I'd say Freddy All right. the Falcon.
Show flights, let's see. We've got 2 stops.
Can I cut you off, Jack? Eagleson, I love you.
You I'm wouldn't not. Go visit him?
Come on.
I would go meet. I would go college. Meet him in. Jack. Detroit,
one of the one, probably one of the Cleveland, best party schools Buffalo. In Canada is like 15 minutes from Fanshawe.
Oh, so what's all right? Why so not, why we'll not
get
Fanshawe?
A, we'll get an Airbnb there, and Eagleson will Eagleson will grab lunch.
Let's see where the stop is through. I'm sure this will be quite humorous. Does it tell me?
So you're committed, right?
Yeah. Like I'm
yeah, he's in.
You have any gear?
Nothing yet. I need to order all
No, he's getting a tube.
Did That's you expect to get in here?
I was hopeful, but I wasn't going to jinx anything.
That sounds like yes, but you didn't want to sound cocky. Say it with your chest.
You're in now.
I'm in now.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone that's gone there?
No. Nope.
Wait, we're kind of the reason why. We were putting all the pressure on you in the pod to get good grades.
That is true.
We taught you all those moral. Now you're going to have to go back and listen to all our tips about year one in college. We did it on the fam pod. We did it multiple
I think times. My tips are going to change knowing of the geographical location of where London is.
It's
legitimately like I've never seen, or honestly I couldn't pick out where the Bermuda Triangle is on a map, but if you told me it was this area in between Buffalo, Cleveland, and Detroit, I may believe that. So you may be in for something, but congratulations, that's huge. That's exciting. You go in August, September?
August. End of August.
Okay. So we'll let you get acclimated, but I'm not coming in like November. It's just going to be too cold. So
it's been ridiculously cold here.
You're coming. You're coming. You're coming with us, Abe.
Come on.
We're visiting Eagleson in college, and it will be – he's allowed to drink. We can not have cheese steaks. It'll be a great time.
We'll I got to buy toques. A new – I got to buy a new toque.
Got to get a new toque. All right. That's great news. Anything else you want to share? I don't know if you can upstage that, but that was
– No, I guess that's about it. Looking forward to it.
So you guys are the Fanshawe Falcons.
Yeah, Fanshawe Falcons.
Surely your sports teams will have success with that name.
Maybe as soon as I get there, it'll start sucking.
In Canada? Is that a thing in Canada, Eagleson? Like, are you like, is college sports a big deal or no?
Not as much. There's a few schools that maybe take it a bit more seriously, like Laval might. But other than that,
no. Ah, yes, Laval takes sports seriously.
Laval.
Let me ask you a question. When does the roommate process start? Ooh. Do they have roommates there?
Yes.
They definitely do random in Canada.
Nope. No. You get to pick. You get to you get
okay.
Like a
I would like to interview. I would like to interview on the podcast every potential roommate.
Well, we have to be part of the process because if Eagleson's going to continue, I assume you're going to want to continue with us.
Of course.
Then you're going to have to clear with the roommate, and we'd rather just clear with them up front. So
yeah,
just a few simple questions.
Yeah. Simple.
Where do you store your milk? What do you call
How
this?
Do you store? All right, do any Americans go to school there, or is it mostly?
I would be very surprised if there was Americans there.
Ooh, let me see some Fanshawe student demographic.
What are you looking into?
I'm trying to see the ladies.
Fanshawe Falcons. Freddie the Falcon.
I think you're going to find all the good ones at the like super nice university down the street, Western. That's like the big party school.
Western. Are you guys rivals or it's like
since Fanshawe's a college, they're a university. I'm
51%. 51% man. So
that's a good ratio.
Slim,
that's fine.
Slim pickings for you, Eagles.
Wait, hold on. Let's real quick run it back. You said because they're a what and you're a what?
Oh, yeah. You guys don't do that, do you? There's no difference between college and university in the States, is there?
Where are you going?
College.
And Western's a university. What's the difference?
There is a difference between college and university, Jack. University is the overarching term. Within universities, there are colleges.
No, but
like I went to Penn State University, but I studied at the Smeal College of Business.
That's not what he
flex and flex.
Yeah, it's totally different. Like university, the degree that you get might be more theoretical. Like that's kind of how they go about it. And your college degree, it's going to be like your businesses, your stuff like that. And then in university, it's like psychology, like stuff like that.
When you say theory, you got him. Sorry, Jack. Maybe you can. No, not at all. What is a theoretical degree?
Like theories.
Like
not the degree is theoretical. They're studying theories. So like psychology or science.
Stuff like that, and like stuff where you might have to go like make your own practice or something out of school. Just stuff like that. Like I know there's like all the law stuff that's university.
Gotcha. Okay, different.
Cap of the week, gotcha.
No, I kind of.
Took of the week.
Like college, the degrees you get might be more hands-on work type of stuff.
Took of the week.
Took of the week.
So you didn't answer the question. Are you rivals?
No, I wouldn't say so.
What's the vibe? Are they like elitist? Is that's the vibe I'm gathering? They're like kind of douchey?
Yes.
But, like, you also kind of want to go to the party, so you're not going to speak shit on them in a public domain, like a podcast that's global, right?
You said it, not me.
Okay. All right. Abe, final thoughts? Our boy Eagleson's fucking going to college. Yeah. How's it feel?
I believe it when I see it.
All right, fam. Well, congrats to Eagleson. Good luck to all the football teams.
And congrats to the Rams.
Congrats to the Rams on moving on. Everyone enjoy your weekend. Much love. Peace.